AP Radio News.
I'm Diane Kepley. Tweets, sex tapes, and the weight of a beauty pageant winner. These are the hot topics on the presidential campaign trail. It started early Friday morning when Donald Trump posted several tweets about former Miss Universe Alicia Machado, whose weight gain, he has said, created terrible problems for the pageant he formerly owned. One of the tweets suggested people check out a non-existent sex tape involving Machado. Hillary Clinton had this response at a campaign rally in Florida.
His latest Twitter meltdown is unhinged, even for him. It proves yet again that he is temperamentally unfit to be president and commander-in-chief.
Some of Trump's supporters are apparently ignoring this latest controversy. This woman says it will not affect the way women voters feel about the GOP nominee.
He will fare just fine. I think that other than the people that just want to vote for Hillary because she's a woman, if people know the facts, then they will vote for Donald Trump.
Trump did not mention the tweets Friday evening at a rally in Michigan. Matthew has become a Category 5 hurricane, making it the strongest in the Atlantic since 2007. Hurricane specialist Eric Blake.
Residents in Jamaica, Haiti, eastern Cuba should be paying very close attention, as well as residents in the Bahamas.
Top winds are now 160 miles an hour. Forecasters expect Matthew to remain a powerful hurricane through Sunday. Videos have or will be produced in a couple of police shootings. Two videos have been released in El Cajon, California, that show an officer fatally shooting an unarmed black man. Meantime, in Charlotte, North Carolina, police say they will release all of the dash cam and body camera videos from the fatal shooting of a black man that sparked riots in that city. The department has made arrangements with the family of Keith Lamont Scott to review all of the video. This is AP Radio News. There are concerns about the effects of the Zika virus on pregnant women and their unborn babies, but a new study indicates children do not suffer serious illnesses when infected.
These are kids 1 month to 17 years. Most of them were teenagers, and they'd all gotten sick from traveling abroad to other countries where there are Zika outbreaks. And it found that they all suffered relatively mild illnesses. There were no deaths. There were no cases of paralysis.
That's EAP's Mike Stobie. Alabama's Chief Justice Roy Moore has been removed from the bench for the remainder of his term in office after defying the Supreme Court on gay marriage. A court ruled that Moore defied already clearly settled law when he told Alabama's probate judges they were still bound by a 2015 state court order to deny marriage licenses to gays and lesbians. And the instruments of the Philadelphia Orchestra were silent on the opening night of that orchestra. Musicians were on strike about an hour before the curtain time on Friday. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.